Worldwide.
Thank goodness we are rolling into yet another weekend. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a good one. And just trust me on this one. If it's a little bit bad, you're having an off week, you're almost at the finish line. Oh, we got another nail to score for you. That should cheer you up. In our third hour, your chance to win incredible prizes from America Tonight, including a cell phone, movie tickets, and lots of gift certificates to restaurants across the country. All you have to do is, like I said, nail the score. Here's how it works. You don't have to know a darn thing about football. You could hate sports, but it's like picking lottery numbers. So our computer at the powerful and plush mothership of the Genesis Communications Network will be rolled out. Right now, the guys, there's like three of them still at the studio that are working on the computer because I think there's a little malfunction earlier in the day. They're going to roll it out. That computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. Once we announce that, light up those phone lines or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Tell us what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. Some have come close, but it's like shooting for an ace in golf. If you don't nail it, you don't get the hole in one. So you have to nail the score. There's no such thing as, ooh, I missed it by 3 points. Well, doesn't give you the bragging rights. So I'm rooting for all of you out there listening to try and nail the score. I don't think they nailed it this time, other than they're going for the record on words. The health bill coming out of the, I can barely get it out of my mouth. I was so shocked. It was like War and Peace. The health bill now is up to 1,990 pages. Yeah, the House health bill clocking in at 400,000 words. Can you believe it? Robust would be the best way to describe this thing. Unbelievable. You will find death and you will find taxes in the bill. Frantically, I've been going through some of the passages. Of course, I would have to not do this show for a couple of months to be able to read every single thing. Here is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on this bill.
Today, we are about to deliver on the promise of making affordable, quality health care available for all Americans, laying the foundation for a brighter future for generations to come. The Affordable Health Care for America Act is founded on key principles of American success: opportunity, choice, competition, and innovation. We have listened to the American people. We are putting forth a bill that reflects our best values and addresses our greatest challenges. And we are putting it online for all Americans to see. Here's what our health insurance reform legislation will mean to American families, workers, and the economy. Thank you, insurance companies of America. This is why this legislation is important. Affordability for our middle class. It lowers costs for every patient, reins in premiums, co-pays, and deductibles, limits out-of-pocket costs, and lifts the cap on what insurance companies cover each year. Affordability for the middle class, security for our seniors by strengthening Medicare, secures the financial stability and solvency of Medicare for years to come, provides seniors with better benefits and guaranteed access to their doctors. And in this legislation, we will immediately begin to close the donut hole.
All right, so just for fun, we'll tell you this. If you printed out this bill, because as Madam Speaker of the House said, you can go online and look at it. If you printed out the bill, it weighs more than 19 pounds. If you stacked it all up, it's 9 inches tall. I love what North Carolina Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry said. he said, you know, he's just a few inches over 5 feet tall, and he's not shy about talking about his height, his lack of height. And he says the bill could really be pretty much a booster seat. Here's the thing. There is no truth to the rumor, and I want to make sure that I nail this for all of you. My inside sources told me this. There's no truth to the rumor that we, the taxpayers, are paying for all of our congressmen and congresswomen to go through the Evelyn Woods speed reading course so that they can read the entire bill. Wow. Now, what's in the bill isn't too different, really, from the three other bills that were in committees during the summer. Of course, less pages. It was only like 1,000 pages or a little shy of that. So this is almost 2,000 pages. There are some things that that are definitely very similar to what we've heard before, and that includes the fact that you still have the employer mandate and, again, the fining of people who wouldn't be part of mandatory health insurance. You really have no opt-out, if you will, there. You have to have insurance coverage. And there's a couple of other things that we're going to talk about, and including that whole, remember the furor over the death panel thing? Well, that's still in there. The references are certainly still there. This is the deal. It would be 10 years, supposedly, the cost, $894 billion. So if you look at that and what I've read, it would come out to about $2.24 million a word. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. I don't truly believe that anyone's going to be able to go through that entire bill. So more on what's happening with health care reform, both with the Senate, what's going on there, and, of course, with the House. And the push is on big time. Also coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Michael Jackson for a different twist. New movie that's out called This Is It. Our own Matt Johnson went to see it on opening day. It raked in over $20 million worldwide. So obviously, and this isn't surprising, there's a big interest in what happened with the rehearsals and all this footage that was shot, 100 hours of footage that had to be pared down for this movie. You know, and what would you see if you actually take the time and go and check out Jackson's flick? And apparently a lot of movie theaters were jammed. I mean, obviously, if you look at the amount that was raked in. So we'll also give you the skinny on Michael Jackson, and This Is It. Just 2 weeks in the theater. So if you do want to see it, you have the 2 weeks. I mean, you can push aside all the horrendous things about Michael Jackson, the pedophilia allegations, the trial, and sorted nutbally things with him. And if you just look at it from the musical perspective, it is interesting, I think. And it certainly, the decades that his music spanned, it touched a lot of people, obviously, in a lot of different age ranges, starting from, you know, if you go back, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, I think, certainly, and probably into their 50s as well. Also, part of this show, I just found out, you know, we always do birthdays on the show, and I didn't realize this until I read it somewhere today. The internet is actually turning 40, and were you invited to the birthday party? Well, didn't Al Gore invent the internet? Of course, didn't invite me. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the different twist on what you should do if you think your house is haunted. That's happening next on America Tonight.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You have, but what about it when you're kind of using it for ghost busting? Dr. Anna Marie Prezio joins us now here on ATN to talk about that very thing. I guarantee people driving around the country right now just turned up their radios out of curiosity, if nothing else. I think it's absolutely fascinating. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
All right, first of all, explain what you do, because I'm sure that's very confusing to people.
Okay. I'm a feng shui consultant, and my expertise has taken me to write a book about ghost busting using feng shui principles. And I discovered that through all my audits with clients that feng shui works really, really well to not just eliminate ghosts and spirits, but to keep them at bay. Using the principles of feng shui, that teaches us the flow of life energy, which is qi, also called qi, it's possible to bring up the vibration and harmonics of the house so that you can live in serenity. And ghosts don't want to come to a place where it's serene and calm and peaceful and very yang. So I use the principles of yin and yang.
Oh, that makes complete sense to me. Have you had people then, because obviously you're good at this, have you had people specifically come to you and say, listen, we have this problem, we think there's something in the house, we think there's some kind of spirit or whatever. Have obviously you're telling people how to set up the house to avoid that, but have you had people come to you when they've had this problem?
Yes. Usually they whispered in my ear at a party.
I love it.
Yeah, they'll usually, you know, they don't want to come out with it because they don't want people to think they're crazy that they've seen ghosts. But they usually say, you know, could you come over and check it out? You know, I'm having a lot of disturbances, haven't been able to sleep for a long time. The shutters are banging, the doors are banging. I just can't sleep, and there's something there. And my roommate tells me that they can see the ghost, but they like the ghost, so they don't want the ghost to leave. So can you come over and just check it out for me? And that's what I usually get. I usually get a very subtle, hint that something is wrong.
Wow. And okay, and the book's name, your book is called Confessions of a Feng Shui Ghostbuster. Tell us some things that people listening, if somebody feels like some of this is going on in their house, what are some things that you can do?
Well, it depends on what's going on. Usually it's on an individual style, but I have, in my book, Confessions of a Feng Shui Ghostbuster, I have 10 rules to a serene and ghost-free environment. And this is really an easy and quick way for people to scan through and see what they can do, what's wrong, do they live near a cemetery, was their house built on consecrated ground. You know, it's the movie Poltergeist is not far from the truth. And so what I do is I go in and assess the home, and if it's too much for them to do themselves, they'll call an expert in like me. And I usually have them do that when there is something that is in excess. For instance, if it's not a slight disturbance and it's not them seeing their mom or grandmom or someone who they like in the family, then they call an expert like myself. And if it is a poltergeist or a very severe entity, they should call an expert because they can move objects. They can disturb them. They can even hurt them in some ways. So usually I say, you know, if that's going on in your house, call an expert. And what you need is someone who understands not just dowsing and clearing, but feng shui, because the orientation of the house and the elements within the house have a great deal to do with whether an entity can exist there or not. It's a very energetic, scientific, proven remedy that most of the people like myself use. And, you know, if I find out that the house is too yin, for instance, then I try to yang it up. And what I mean by that is I try to bring a lot of light in. I try to make it airy and bright. And entities don't like to live in a place that's that yanged up. And they like to live in very yin, dark, damp, dank spaces. And so clutter is one of the things that attracts negative chi. It just accepts negative energy. And so one of the things they can do is they can get rid of all the clutter and they can clear all their passageway from interruption, from intrusion, from sharp objects, negative objects, negative pictures, just a lot of magazines piled up in the doorway along the pathway of the house. Those are some of the things they can do. They can eliminate that, bring in more light, cut the trees down and bushes down around the windows, let the light come in, and air it out. And maintaining the house from inside and out is another way that they can clear the spaces that they're living in. And also, you know, there is a great deal of a reflection of all of those negative entities if they're living near a funeral parlor or a cemetery or a grave site. Those kinds of places attract spirits. So if you're in close proximity to those areas, you're going to attract some negative environments.
Ooh, I'm sure realtors listening right now are thinking, that's why I can't sell that house that's right next to the cemetery. It's funny that you say that because I was at one time looking at a house and it wasn't like a stone's throw away from a cemetery and I felt like I shouldn't go there.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes they parcel out land around the perimeter of the cemetery and this may have happened years ago and you don't know that, so your house may be built on a gravesite or consecrated ground, and they never bothered to move, you know, the remains. And so these things happen all the time. So the best thing to do is to just not live right near there. Because, you know, earthbound spirits are earthbound spirits.
Right. What's the deal with pendulums? What do pendulums do if you have those in your house?
Well, a pendulum is used to clear, to erase, to eradicate. But you have to know how to use a pendulum in order for you to be clearing the spaces in the house and clearing the energies in the house. And the same thing with dowsing. Dowsing is a method used by people to come in and clear any negative influences or energies in your environment. But most of all, it's what I do is I make sure that all the elements are correct in the house and they're balanced and harmonized. Because, You know, if you walked into a house that was made out of metal, you wouldn't be able to even think. You know, it's just too much of the same element, and it's not balanced. And so it makes sense that you would want a very harmonic, balanced environment around you. And this way, you can gain and gather more of what you want. You'll have more clarity in thinking. You'll be healthier. You'll be able to attract better relationships. And financially, you'll do better. And why not in these times?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Wow, fascinating stuff. So now I'm going to go through and see if I have clutter anywhere because you have me nervous about that. I don't like clutter either, so I'm going to make sure. I'm going to look around and make sure there's no clutter. Sometimes my sports magazines pile up. I'm going to make sure that I cut those down. It was great having you on the show. Will you come back again?
I would love to. I would love to. If anybody wants to buy my book, they can get it on my site at prezio.com. P-R-E-Z-I-O.
Okay. Prezio. That's a nice Italian name.
Yeah, or they can go to Amazon. And by the way, it's the number one bestseller. So,
sweet.
Yeah. So they'll enjoy it. It's a great read. They will love it. And it's easy to do the things in the book. It's very easy.
All right, Amazon.com. That's an easy way to get there, too. Thanks so much, Doc. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you so much.
All right, Feng Shui. You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of what Dr. Prezio was talking about is true. A lot of people think that if you have really dark places, it just doesn't give you very good energy anyway. So how many of you guys out there, when you're calling me, you're in a really dark place? The house is dark. The magazines are piled up. You got clutter everywhere. It's just like the rules for the studio that we have for GCN. No clutter in the studio. So it's amazing. I think at this point the network has, I don't know, 30, 40 shows, and they're running like clockwork because there's a rule about not having a lot of cluttered spaces, and we have this big, giant, airy studio, and that may help as well for some of the talents that are on site. A lot of us are in satellite facilities, though, of course. Interesting stuff. Halloween and Feng Shui ghost busting. Who would know if you've got some of those unwanted disturbances? I don't know. If I keep seeing lamps go on and off and doorbells ringing at one time and doors slamming, I'm a little freaked out anyway. How about you? Stay with us. Much more fun and frivolity and serious stuff coming up next on ATN.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The headers for you here on America Tonight. And then, of course, we have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. Love that segment. First, though, let's hit some of the major headlines. Big news out of the House. Yeah, almost 2,000 pages worth of health care reform. Nancy Pelosi hails it as a huge victory for Americans. There is a watered-down version of the public option, if you can call it that. A lot of the same familiar themes that we heard before from the three other House bills are contained in this one. Oh, by the way, you can go and download it if the system hasn't crashed. Over 8 million people, it seems, may have done that already. So imagine 19 pounds. How much ink do you think you go through when you print all of that out? It would take forever. I've gone and have seen it and looked at it. You can go and do it that way. But downloading it, like I said, would take forever. So the copiers are working overtime on the Hill, to say the least, because you have to remember, in the other chamber, in the Senate, they had a bill that was 1,500 pages. So what do they have? Some of those interns walking behind them trying to lug this big, giant thing. Here's what Steny Hoyer said about health care reform and this version now that's being talked about as the completion of all the work for the last couple of months.
And yes, we're here at a historic time when for over half a century, a family elected by their citizens to come to this Congress have raised the banner of health care for all that they could afford. I want to congratulate my friend, the principal sponsor of this legislation, John Dingell of Michigan. We will keep our promise and commitment to the integrity of this process by making the bill's full text, which will be online, as the Speaker said, as we speak, and the manager's amendment to make sure we have this exactly right, publicly available for 72 hours before the members are asked to vote, and by ensuring a full floor debate. Health insurance reform has come through all that scrutiny and debate, a stronger, better bill, because this is an idea whose time has come. This is an idea that we will enact. This is an idea that will lift up all Americans and give them the affordable, quality health care that they can count on.
All right, so here we go again, and the vote coming down, as Steinie Hoyer said, 72 hours for people to go and look at that. There may be some more surprises hidden in there, and I'm going through it as we speak. Of course, not on the air. We take a break. It would take me months to do that, but I'm looking at some of the key points, and a lot of it's the same. What about the employer's mandate? What about a fine for those who decide they don't want to have health insurance? What about there is no deciding on health insurance if these two things go through. What about some of the other things like the public option? As I said, it's kind of a watered-down version, meaning if this doesn't happen, then this happens, and the public option kicks in. It'll be interesting to see really what both chambers do with their bills, and if one comes together, I think what has to happen is probably you're going to look for less than 50, it looks like probably the nuclear option to me, unless some minds are changed. But rest assured, we're going to be talking about it for the next couple of weeks and have many more guests on it. It was a rather sobering sight, I'm sure, for President Obama as he was there at the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. 18 flag-covered cases with the remains of Americans killed this week in Afghanistan. Just a terrible month October was, and what a reminder of many of the sacrifices that are being made by the men and women in uniform, but also by the families. It's got to be obviously incredibly rough for them. So Obama there to, I think, while he's making this decision on what to do in Afghanistan, this sort of plays into, okay, he's there. I'm not being cynical about it. He's there and ultimately knows that everybody is clamoring for, okay, what's the strategy? What comes next? I've mentioned several times what I heard as the inside scoop from a source at the Pentagon, that it's going to be less than the 40,000 McChrystal wanted, and this is now, I think, what's being widely reported. We talked about it maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, so I'm not surprised by that whatsoever. Obama, as he went and he watched the coffins come up, apparently got a little bit emotional and then talked to the families as well. I think it's great that any president does that, certainly, whether it's through the phone calls, and here doing this personally, I think was the right thing for the president to do. And in case you don't know, usually what happens, I mean, you're talking about 18 fallen Americans, 10 of them, including 3 drug enforcement agents, were killed Monday when that U.S. military helicopter crashed, returning from a firefight with the Taliban drug traffickers in western Afghanistan. The other 8 were killed Tuesday when their cars were struck by roadside bombs in Afghanistan in a really rough, rough area in the Kandahar province, of course. And so the process of removing remains from the plane is supposed to be what they would say is a dignified transfer, not necessarily a ceremony, because, of course, you're not, what are you celebrating? And the cases aren't labeled coffins, but they come off kind of looking that way as they're wrapped in the flag, so to speak. And then you've got dignitaries. In this case, Obama was there, and they stand in a line of honor outside, and then the family is brought up. And you've seen it sometimes copied, I think, in Hollywood, but it's actually what you would see. The family's brought up in a van, then six soldiers in camouflage and black berets carry each down the ramp into a waiting van. And it had to be rough for the families. And this is what is also interesting about this. Remember, there was an 18-year ban on covering those homecomings, if you will, going all the way back to the Gulf War. And this has changed now, obviously, under Obama. It's been relaxed much more, so families can decide what they want to do, whether they want to document the return or not. And you have pretty much, they say, about two-thirds saying yes to the media and even more to coverage by the Pentagon cameras. And again, just rough times in that sense. In the meantime, one of the things that's been discussed besides, geez, when are we going to get the strategy and are we going to get a lighter version, less than the 40,000, but at the same time, in approving the defense bill, and we talked about this the last couple of shows, the idea is now there's also the provision, which is not something new. It's something that was used in Iraq, where you can actually try to get some of the Taliban fighters to lay down their weapons. You pay them, basically, to switch sides. And there's controversy over this, and then there's others that say, why not? Because it is a temporary fix, but you would have less people going after Americans and going after, you know, other forces united in this thing. So more people put down the guns, less chance of having more people, frankly, come back into Dover. Here's what Carl Levin had to say, as he's on the Senate Arms Committee, of course, and here's his take on doing that.
Instead of fighting us to join with us, by putting them on a payroll to give those few dollars to tens of thousands of lower-level local Taliban people who are not there because of their religious fanaticism.
I will always do whatever it takes to keep the American people safe.
All right, so what is it going to do to keep us safe? It was an extraordinary week in a way for the FBI. If you think about it, actually the past month, maybe 2 months, in many of the homegrown plots that were thwarted across the country, one that would have hit the subway system in New York was Zazi. The other one where you had the kid, because he was a kid, who was going to blow up a building, was trying to make plans to blow up a building in Dallas. And a series of other attacks, of course, and then the latest thing in Detroit where they gunned down the one Imam guy. And here it was, we're talking about selling arms and other things. And like I said, it's been an extraordinary week for the FBI that they've been able to string together information, and they've been able to actually infiltrate, because it was Moss, a couple of different Moss where you had the rallying cry to, okay, what are we going to do here? And, you know, somebody was able to assimilate and find out what the plans were and then trick these guys into trying to trigger off bombs, et cetera, but they didn't go off. So I guess that's the good news in all of this, because, again, it's an elusive thing. When you're talking about the Taliban, ultimately, when you're talking about extremism to the level of just saying, you know, this is it, this is my a fanatical religious whatever view, and I will, you know, not stop, I will not rest, I will do what I think is necessary, maybe this is the way they have to go, at least temporarily. If it keeps more people safe, I'm for that. But ultimately, is there going to be a W at the end of this? And sadly, I don't think so. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food, PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
I like that song, so I'm going to let it roll a little bit. All right, stretch drive time here on ATN. Yeah, there are 62 days left in this year. Was it a good year for you, a crappy year, or, I don't know, an okay year? I'm going to say, for me, it was a very good year. I feel happy. I would feel happy if things were better across the country, but I think it was a good year. I'd rather have the glass half full than half empty. Matt, how about you? If you summed up this year, was it an okay year for you, decent year for you? What?
It was all right. Probably could have been a little better, but it always could have been worse, too. So,
Listen, you are like a bumblebee. You are everywhere. I think you have to feel pretty good. You're playing softball. You're playing broomball. You're going to games. You're going with your buddies to Arizona. You're doing all kinds of stuff.
I know, but it just seems
you're living the high life.
It just seems like I don't ever have any free time, though.
Because you're out busy doing things with your friends.
I know.
Here, I have something to teach you. I'm teaching every man out there this. All right, when you don't want to do something with your buddies, it's easy. You say, dude, I'm just caving it today. Just caving it.
Caving it?
Yeah, that's what we call it, caving it.
It's funny because I call my friend, he only comes out like every once in a while, and I call him, his name's Hans, and he goes into the Hans cave.
Absolutely. It's a great saying. It's true. It means you just want to chill. You just want to be down on the couch, down for the count, hanging out. You just do not want to do the, I'm rolling with you. I'm your wingman tonight.
Yeah, but I like hanging out with people too much. I get bored if I just sit there by myself.
This is the problem. So it's a problem. That's why.
It's a never-ending cycle that it just won't get done until I get married and have kids, and then I won't be able to hang out with everyone.
Yeah, then you really would have an excuse to cave it.
Right.
How can you complain? You're always doing something. Give me a break here. So I'm saying you had a good year. A good year because you're busy. You have a lot of friends. You're like a bumblebee in Minneapolis, all over the place.
Yeah. Come see me.
You won't have time. That's the problem. I can't even go to the mothership because all these guys want to hang out, but they don't have time. They're going to be too busy doing other things. All right, we have some highlights from October 30th, including the 1945 U.S. government announcing the end of shoe rationing. Remember that? Effective at midnight. In 1974, Muhammad Ali regained his world heavyweight title. He knocked out George Foreman in the eighth round of a 15-round bout in Africa, known as the Rumble in the Jungle. We have more details on cool things that happened in history and also birthdays as well. There's some familiar names, and I always say that, though, but I think that this is a smart audience with many things that they do in their life, and they're familiar with a lot of different types of people. So I'm going to say you know a bunch of people on this list, including R&B singer Otis Williams from The Temptations, who is 68 years old, the Fonz, celebrating a pretty big birthday. We'll tell you about that when we hit the birthdays. But first, news you can abuse. This one from Columbia, South Carolina. A deputy assistant attorney general in South Carolina says he always has sex toys just in case. So police in Columbia's report was saying what Roland Corning told them. A police officer spotted the 66-year-old official and an 18-year-old stripper in a secluded part of a cemetery earlier in the week. Remember the story? The police report says they sped off in Corning's SUV when the officer approached, but they were pulled over a few blocks away. Now, the report goes on to say that the officer found a Viagra pill and several sex toys in the SUV. The police report, of course, was picked up under the Freedom of Information Act. No arrests were made, but yesterday Corning was fired. Yeah, not good. I mean, he tried to pull it off, but just could not do it. How about this one from Dallas? Dallas strip club owner Don Rizos is putting former House Speaker Newt Gingrich in the doghouse. Rizos was set to receive an Entrepreneur of the Year award from the group American Solutions for Winning the Future, led by Gingrich, but her honor was pulled after it became known that she was the owner of a topless club. The group said it had mistaken her business for another. Her $5,000 fee was also refunded, so she's donating the money to a shelter for pit bulls under construction near the city. Says she'll invite Gingrich to the dedication of Newt's Nook, a home for pit bulls, next month. How crazy they had to investigate that, or she would have gotten a big award from them. Wow. New York. Now you can look just like Don Draper. And, of course, Matt and I know about Don Draper because there's many shows that the two of us happen to like, and one of them is Mad Men. He wears those Brooks Brothers suits, and it's selling for the 250 Mad Men edition suits inspired by the Madison Avenue drama. It's a gray sharkskin suit, and it's going to be available through the season finale on November 8th. The fitted suits feature 60s detailing. It's got a two-button jacket. They're cool with those narrow lapels. And, boy, you have to be in kind of good shape, though. It sells for just under $1,000. Anybody got a spare $1,000 they could spend on a Draper suit? Do you know that Armani suits? I saw one a couple of days ago. I was with somebody. I saw an Armani suit. It was $7,000. $7,000. Wow. It's a lot to spend on a suit. Boy, you better hope you don't gain any weight, because then you got to go and take it to the tailor and mess with that. All right, we move from news you can abuse, which was a little bit bizarre today, to some of those days in history that I was just mentioning. In 1979, President Jimmy Carter announced his choice of federal appeals judge Shirley Hufstetler to head the newly created Department of Education. There's a little bit of controversy there. 84 police in Poland found the body of a kidnapped pro-Solidarity priest whose death was blamed on security officers. That kicked up a lot of dust. 10 years ago, 54 people were killed in a fire inside a four-story building crowded with weekend shoppers and diners in South Korea. 5 years ago, grateful fans embraced the World Series champion Boston Red Sox. Wow, hard to believe it's been that long. Hailing the team as heroes during an incredible parade. And, of course, breaking the jinx. That was the whole thing, the Babe Ruth jinx deal. We got birthdays. Roll it, maestro.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, actor Harry Hamlin is 58 years old. You know him? He's married to Lisa Rinna. She was on Dances with the Stars. You know who he is. Actor Henry Winkler, the Fonz, 64 years old. We already told you about Otis Williams. How about rock singer Grace Slick? She is 70 years old. Grace Slick, I always see the old photos of her, you know, when she had that dark black hair, one pill, you know what I'm talking about. She, I saw her the other day on some show, and she had gray hair. It was odd to see her like that, because you see the younger pictures. Actor Kevin Pollak is 52 years old. He was great in A Few Good Men. He's had a lot of sidekick roles and stuff. Actor Michael Beach is 46 years old. Comedian Ben Bailey is 39. Actress Nia Long is 39 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Matthew Morrison is 31 years old. Musician Gavin Rosdale, you know who he is, from Bush, 42 years old. Who is he married to? Gwen Stefani. Who is he best friends with? Roger Federer. Ringing any bells with a few people out there? How about this? Actor Leon Rippey, again, another character actor guy you would recognize, 60 years old. Actor Charles Martin Smith is 56 years old. Actor Jack Plotnick is 41 years old. And also celebrating a birthday, actor Sean Sipos is 28 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, wow, it's a great day for a birthday, isn't it? On a Friday when you're swinging into a weekend, you gotta love that. Have a good one, everybody. Hats off, and thanks again for calling Nail the Score. Remember, mark it on your calendars. Third hour on Thursdays into Friday every single week through the NFL.
So long.
Do not go gentle to that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiots!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.